Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
That they did.
Yep. 248-539-9797. Phone calls, feedback. Champ and Chump, last hour to get your votes in. I tell you what, this Piston team making a run for Champ of the Week, and people love what they're seeing. They're getting some love today here on 97.1. Plus, Lions with a big win, 44-22. Huge Monday night game. Philly and Green Bay coming up tonight. Michigan and Michigan State getting ready to hit back on the practice field after having the weekend off. We'll talk a little bit about the Wolverines and Spartans coming up today at 1:20. It is Carson Anderson here on 97.1 The Ticket.
About the difference in a game yesterday, you have Dan Campbell calling plays and how that worked out. Obviously, it worked out very well. Lions had 546 yards in offense. They ran 68 plays. That to me is insane. 68 plays. Goff had 320 passing yards to go with three touchdowns. Jahmyr Gibbs had 172 yards in total offense along with three touchdowns. The Lions ran for 226 yards, just under 7 yards per carry. There were no punts for the Lions, no turnovers for the Lions. They didn't give up any sacks. This was the perfect way to respond to a week of practice, Doug, where it seemed like the coach had put everybody out there on blast and said, we all got to be better. Coaches have got to be better. Players have got to be better. The effort against Minnesota was one that they want to throw in the rearview mirror as quickly as they can, and they did with the next opportunity. It's exactly what happened. We said this was a respond game, a get-right game, and they got right, and they responded.
Last Wednesday, we ran a Twitter poll. The Detroit Lions still win the Super Bowl. The Detroit Lions' Super Bowl chances have taken a huge hit. The Detroit Lions are done. No Super Bowl this year. The Detroit Lions' Super Bowl chances have taken a huge hit, 44.2%. The Detroit Lions are done. No Super Bowl this year, 39.3%. Detroit Lions still win the Super Bowl, 16.4%. It's amazing. A week later, they go beat a Washington team that they should beat, okay? Washington is banged up. They're not very good. And, you know, that was what we hoped happened last year in the divisional round game when they played Washington. Detroit just takes them behind a woodshed from beginning to end, and it didn't. They lost that game. But they win this game, and it hasn't really moved the needle too much with me where I'm like chesty about their chances. That'll change if they beat Philadelphia. Every team in this league, I shouldn't say every, most teams in this league have enough talent to win just about any game that they're going to play. If you are the best version of yourself, if your offensive play caller and your defensive coordinator have great game plans, if your players are playing at their highest level, anybody in the NFL, most everybody in the NFL can be tough to beat. What makes you a true Super Bowl contender is when you're that best version of yourself way more often than not. I think we've seen two bad versions of the Lions this year, Minnesota and Green Bay. The Green Bay game didn't look like it was ever winnable. The Minnesota game, they weren't very good. They shot themselves in the foot. They made catastrophic mistakes, and they damn well still could have won the dang game. They could have won that game. Losing on the road at Kansas City, there's no shame in that. But Scott, they are set up to still make a run because more often than not, they are a really good version of what they can be. And it's consistency from the quarterback position. It's consistency from the weapons that they have. The playmakers they have are legit. And those playmakers extend from J-Mo and Gibbs to Brian Branch on defense and Jack Campbell and Aiden Hutchinson. Those guys are pretty consistent. The one variable that needs to show up every week is the offensive line. And it showed up in a big way. Even with guys falling like flies. And here we are a week later. And look, the 39.3% that said they're done, no Super Bowl. I doubt a win over Washington moves the needle for them. But you got to feel better about them than you did a week ago.
Well, yeah, and I think you mentioned the two games that it did not go well for them. And then there are two games where it went exceptionally well for them. The Washington game that we just finished up and the Bears game, the second game of the season. Both of those were the games immediately after the bad games we saw them play. So if you look at the curve, you throw out the good, the great, and you throw out the awful, what is the middle? Well, the middle is a 38-point performance against Baltimore on the road where you won the game. Handling Cleveland, no problem, 34-10 at home. Winning at Cincinnati, throwing up 37 on the Bengals. A game against Kansas City, which we really haven't talked too much about this year other than that week. That was a game that was a little disturbing offensively. Maybe that fits in along because it's also the loss, but they just offensively, they only scored 17 points in that game, and they didn't look very competitive there. But the game against Tampa Bay, that was a defensive game that just totally suffocated the Tampa Bay offense. The games that were not the great games offensively are still really good. So there's reason to like this offense, which we had going into the season. What we didn't know is, would it look different with a different coordinator? Well, now it looks like the head coach is going to call plays, which if we said all along, it is Dan Campbell's offense. So now he's taking ownership of it again. And what we didn't know was, how is the offensive line going to look? It's a work in progress, and it continues to be because they have to shuffle along with guys that are hurt. But the effort they gave last night was so good. Awosika and Cologne in particular, after Glasgow went out. Glasgow was doing just fine, then gets hurt. And here comes Tristan Cologne, plays almost a half a football, and he looked just fine. Didn't look out of place at all. They had to put the Rodan Skipper in there for a little bit. Penei Sewell left the game for a little bit. Fortunately, came back. The offensive line did the job. They didn't give up any sacks. They had over 200 yards rushing. It was a hell of a performance from the offensive line. Nice job by Hank Fraley getting the guys ready to go. And even more importantly, kudos to the players that actually played in the game, because they're the ones that have to execute.
Maybe because it's so obvious we barely said this guy's name. I'm going to say this guy's name. Jahmyr Gibbs.
Yeah,
I mean, Jahmyr Gibbs was so good yesterday.
He needed a get-right game.
And he, they kept feeding him the football, and he kept going for 7, 8, 9 yards a clip. And the 43-yard touchdown run was a thing of beauty. Tim Twentyman tweeted out today, according to NFL research, Jahmyr Gibbs became just the 5th player in NFL history to score more than 40 touchdowns before turning 24. This club includes Barry Sanders, Randy Moss, Emmitt Smith, and Jim Brown.
Those guys good?
Sanders, Moss, Emmitt, Jim Brown, Jahmyr Gibbs. There's your 40 touchdown scores before the age of 24.
Yeah, and Barry Sanders was number one on the list with 47. Jahmyr Gibbs doesn't turn 24 until March 20th.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Yep, he's got the rest of the season to move up that list and perhaps come close to Barry or pass Barry, which would be unbelievable. But those names on that list, those are legendary.
When you decide to do something very different, like hand the play calling duties, Dan Campbell took the play calling duties and took them over, and the difference from one week to the next looked that stark, it's certainly something to be curious about whether or not Campbell really has a pulse on what to do with these guys. I mean, he said afterwards, I know what it's supposed to look like. I know, you know, what we're trying to get done in speaking to why it was successful. And I feel like if they go to Philly and win and look good offensively, the chestiness will be out of control in Detroit. Feedback coming in. My son went to the game yesterday and paid $180 times two for a flight and $72 times two for decent seats. Similar seats at Ford Field were $750 each. He flew in and out, so no hotel. It was much cheaper. So $360 in flights and $144 in tickets. So $604 for two to fly down and back and go to the game instead of $750. Yep, cheaper. Drive yourself, gas both ways, Verbo one night, food and drink is in Washington. I can see it. Okay, I don't know what. Is a wash. So I can see it. Stayed in the Red Roof Inn in Oxon Hill, Maryland. Guys, I was at the game in D.C. yesterday and currently sitting on a plane full of Lions fans. 40% sounded low to me from what I saw. It was overwhelmingly a pro-Lions crowd throughout, loud chanting all game long, hashtag takeover. That's from Bill and Warren.
Yeah, I mean, it was audible to start the game to hear the Let's Go Lions chant, and then later on you heard the Jared Goff chants. That's amazing.
Yep.
This fan base really supports this team, and they traveled to see them play. I also think that because they've turned things around as a culture and as a franchise, and they're fun to watch, they're just picking up random fans along the way, too. Like, people that love football, they're like, oh, I like this team.
Yeah.
I'll go support this team.
From Scott, what I loved about the fourth downs on the last drive of the first half, they had two fourth and ones. They got them both. Then they end up with a fourth and four, and Dan Campbell kicked. I thought he played it right. It's like when you hit four times, you get to 17 and then stand. It's a good job not pushing it.
Yeah, made the right decision. Just get three.
Mm-hmm. 248-539-9797. Carson Anderson, 97.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.